The Insurance Coffee House is hosted by Insurance Search. Insurance Search provides executive recruitment services to insurance companies, brokers, and insurtechs in the UK and across the United States, attracting and retaining the most successful leaders to your insurance business. To find out more, visit insurance-search.com. The Insurance Coffee House, the place where you get to meet and be inspired by the most successful insurance business leaders from across the world. Hosted by Nick Hoadley, CEO of Insurance Search.
Welcome to the Insurance Coffee House podcast. Today, I am absolutely ecstatic to be joined by my colleague and good friend, Martin Blake. Martin, welcome to the show.
Yeah, great to be here, Nick.
So Martin's based here in the UK, but he manages and heads up our managing partners who are based internationally, working with our clients there. So Martin, it's great to have you join us. As ever, though, as we are in the Insurance Coffee House this morning, what's your go-to coffee of choice you've got there?
It's a simple choice, and it's a bit of a throwback from my time in Australia, a very simple flat white.
Great stuff. Martin, before we talk more about Insurance Search and particularly the work that you do within our firm, would you mind giving the listeners a little bit of a steer on your background, what led you to joining the firm and really the steps involved in that process?
Yeah, so Nick, you know, after a very vocationally focused degree in art history, I did a year in telesales, which was a great foundation of, you know, just picking up the phone and calling people. So wasn't necessarily a big career choice, but that was something that I got after leaving uni. And then I think, like a lot of peers that I talked to in recruitment, sort of stumbled into the industry. But what I found really quickly was that I really enjoyed the fact that, you know, you're working with customers and candidates and you do make a difference. You know, you're finding someone a new job, you're helping the client secure new talent. And it's very relationship based. And, you know, that really resonated with me quickly. So after stumbling into it, you know, I've stayed in that. And I've had a really broad set of experiences and, you know, really lucky that I've worked everything from really large enterprise, complex, you know, multinational businesses to really small SMEs. I've worked geographically in the UK as well as Australia. And also, I've been very fortunate that I've worked in-house, I've worked as an external supplier, and I also had the opportunity to run my own recruitment business for a number of years. So I think a really interesting foundation of experiences. And then finally got the opportunity to join you and the guys here at Insurance Search.
I just want to pick you up on that first point you made, the difference that you can make as part of your career, you know, opening people up to new opportunities. Also for clients, you know, it's often the biggest challenge for organizations and their growth is hiring the right people. Is that what really sort of motivates you, sort of spurs you on, is that you get that quite immediate gratification of making a big difference to people's lives or big differences to businesses?
It is. And I think also what comes off the back of that is building those relationships, because, you know, if you help a client secure a really key business critical role, what I find is it really opens up the dialogue with that customer. You get closer to the business. And throughout my career, whether it's intentional or not, it's been a trajectory away from that sort of transactional recruitment to being a really sort of that recruitment partner, that business partner. So I think what I've seen as I look back is that's been an increased part of what I do. And yeah, absolutely, that value you bring to either an individual or a business, as you say, it's satisfying, you get a sense of purpose, it's something you can build on. Each time you go through a recruitment process, you'll find something new from it, you'll gain an insight to, you know, how you manage a candidate, how you manage a client through that process. You know, I think being retrospective on how you can do things better and improve is really important. I've always said being professionally curious as well, curiosity is really key piece.
Yeah, and I think in our discussions, I think one of those areas that we discussed when we were discussing the opportunity here was around that in-house. So you've sat in that client position, so you've seen the day-to-day challenges for those big companies. You've also ran your own business as well. You understand the complexities of that. Maybe you could explain a little bit more about your role and how having your own business helps you in your position now working with our managing partners.
I think running your own business, and there's a lot of new skills you have to build. It was a decision I made. And, you know, once you commit to that, you realize there's a lot of things you need to skill up on. before I had my own business, I did a lot of mentoring, not necessarily managing, but really enabling people to be as successful as they can. But I think from running my own business, you really understand the value of providing the best service possible. You know, I was a one-man band, you know, very sort of traditional one-man band model. So it was a 360 role. Yeah, it showed me that doing a 360 role in itself is incredibly challenging because, you know, you're having to do the whole breadth of services whilst keeping a strategic mindset because you're trying to, you know, trying to increase your customer base. There's challenges and restrictions I found from, you know, running my own business and doing everything myself.
I think we see that in the market. Actually, we see quite a few recruiters or search executives who start up on their own or go self-employed. They think it's going to be the same. They're going to be doing the same job, but they're just going to be getting invoicing for themselves. But actually running the business, there's so much more to it. And actually, then the recruiting side actually becomes a very small part of that.
You're absolutely spot on there, Nick, because the recruitment's the revenue generator. So that's absolutely critical. But, you know, marketing, invoicing, all the back office piece, having a robust IT system just to do what you do is increasingly a digital marketplace. All those things I was having to do myself, and it really, it restricts your ability to build the business you want. I've said to you before, this managing partner program, which we, you know, we'll talk about more, I'd love to have had this opportunity at that stage because it takes a lot of those problems away.
Looking forward to hearing more about the managing partner program. I'm sure a lot of listeners are aware of Insurance Search and might have obviously heard me on the podcast over a number of years now, but can you give a high level overview of Insurance Search, maybe some of the services that we provide and some of the industries patients we operate in?
Yeah, I think what becomes very clear, you know, we've got a very core purpose to help insurance people succeed. Does it really drives everything that we do? And I think, you know, it's central to why we do what we do and the services we provide. You know, we've built out a really comprehensive suite of services that enable us to help insurance leaders be successful. So anyone that we work with that are candidates or clients, what we do and how we do it is all about helping them to be successful. And I think, you know, what really excites me is, you know, we've been very disruptive. If you look at the traditional search market where we operate, we're very much about making search more accessible to both candidates and to clients. So for candidates, you know, a lot of the traditional search firms really just go into their black book of contacts. It's a bit of an echo chamber, and they're missing out on some really good talent through that sort of biased approach. And then for clients, you know, a lot of search firms will only look at certain size of businesses. And again, it means that, you know, some of those regional brokers or those niche specialty carriers just don't get access to the search services. So, you know, I think what we're doing is being very disruptive in that respect. We've also got our human capital consulting and market intelligence services. And again, they're really aimed at helping insurance executives achieve their own personal career goals and then also some of the wider business goals that they have. Our plans are to continue growing our US footprint. It's pretty simple. What we want to do is build out further our national network through the Managing Partner Program so we can really drive the continued growth and success of the business by better serving the US insurance market through those managing partners.
Thank you for that, Martin. I think it's good for our listeners to get a little bit more of an understanding of what we're doing, where we're adding value. Now, there's an area today that, as ever, within this podcast series, we're talking to our guests about areas of particular pertinence to them or areas that they're particularly passionate about. And I know that our managing partner program is actually something that you wanted to talk about. You know, it's good for our listeners to be aware of, but also maybe to hear a bit more about other ways of structuring organizations and how insurance companies can also look at similar models. So Martin, over to you. What is the managing partner program? What does that look like?
You're right. It's something I'm really passionate about. It's an amazing opportunity for me. The program is really aimed at ambitious and high-performing insurance executives or insurance recruitment consultants, headhunters, who are motivated to build their own business. They may have had, you know, thoughts around doing this themselves before and, you know, maybe step back from that because of, you know, some of the challenges we talked about before, working on your own without any of that sort of support, back office, peer support. So the program is really to enable them to launch, build, and scale a business with ongoing support. So in essence, it's building out something for themselves, but in an environment where they're going to be provided support, both, you know, onboarding, but ongoing support.
And that's for both insurance recruiters, headhunters, who'd like to set up their own practice, but also for insurance executives who maybe want to use their contacts and experience that they've built up across their career to build something for themselves.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. It's an exciting opportunity to, you know, have something that provides some autonomy. Someone that's thought, you know, I'd love to do this myself. You know, some of those decisions that sometimes you have to live with when you're in a large corporate environment. As a corporate citizen, you have to go with them, but you thought, maybe I'd do things differently. Here's your opportunity to do things differently. And yes, someone that's worked in recruitment, servicing the insurance sector, you know, someone who's got a, you know, sort of senior experienced recruiter, or as you say, someone who, you know, is either a current or former insurance executive that, you know, has a network that they could leverage and bring that gravitas that's really key to this.
It's really interesting. I mean, that's the actual path that I took in my career. So listeners will probably know that I used to be a broker myself and wanting to be entrepreneurial and start a business. But setting up a brokerage is very, very difficult to set up that brokerage. You know, there's a lot involved in building that book of business, but also maintaining, looking after those clients. There's a lot of regulatory aspects. And then if you're on the underwriting side, it's even more challenging, right, with the capital requirements or to even to launch an MGA. It's a path that I've trodden myself, and it's been really interesting actually to use those skills and to use them to benefit the clients. So I can certainly see the benefits for those insurance executives. I can see the benefits for the recruiters, obviously setting their own business within a larger framework, larger organization. Why is it important to insurance search? What's the key thing for insurance search in having this model?
What's great is it's a very symbiotic sort of relationship, because the program for us allows us to bring on those highly experienced, senior and credible insurance executives and recruiters who can then support our clients and drive the best practice across the business. They will be successful for the clients and ultimately for themselves. And what we know, they expect and they deserve the best. What they often get, and again, if you look at our competitive landscape, you know, people will often bring in fairly inexperienced people. They won't necessarily know recruitment, insurance, and they'll be aligned to an account. Best will in the world, I'm sure, you know, they'll do as good a job as they can. But you know, by bringing people in through this program, we're making sure that we can deliver the very best in service to our customers. That in itself is why this program is so critical. Yeah, to our continued success. Yeah, it gives us access to individuals that can really add value to our customers.
Absolutely. And that's both on the insurance executive side and on the headhunting side. What do you look for in these people? Yeah, there's a lot of really strong insurance executives out there. You know, there are a lot of good headhunters out there. What are the key attributes that would make this person successful in a position?
What we've talked about is potentially quite a broad talent pool. So I think if we go beyond the fact that they've got a, you know, they've got that network, I think it's credibility. I think credibility is absolutely essential. I think also the shared value. So talk a lot internally and project externally, honesty, transparency, and excellence. And I think, you know, having someone in the business who's going to represent insurance search, those shared values are really key. The industry experience we've talked about, and energy. It doesn't matter what stage someone is in their career. We both know some really senior execs who, you know, just bring so much energy. And we know energy is contagious. So I think having energy, having the appetite to build something for themselves, I think beyond that, someone that's comfortable selling solutions, you know, as we've talked about, you know, ours is very much a solution-led interaction with our clients. Very deliberately. And I think implicit with the experience and credibility is just the ability to manage senior stakeholders. You know, a lot of work we do is at C-suite. So someone who's comfortable interacting at that level and can manage and influence those sort of stakeholders. And yeah, you know, they could sit across business, they could sit across HR, procurement. It's really having that ability to be comfortable interacting, you know, with those senior stakeholders.
Thanks, Martin. What would you say is the opportunity for someone? So if there's an insurance executive now who's listening and maybe have thought about running their own business or their own operations within the insurance space, or there's a headhunter, senior recruiter now who, you know, thinks this might be an opportunity for them. What would you say is the key opportunity for these individuals?
As I said before, it's a fantastic opportunity to build something for yourself, but with, you know, within an established business and a really respected brand. So I think, you know, that in itself is a really key point. The other thing, and this is true for both the insurance executives, but and this will, I think, will really talk to some of those recruiters and headhunters. This is very much customer facing. This is about engaging with customers, driving dialogue around their search requirements. This is also then supported by, you know, we've got a world-class center of excellence delivery here in the UK. And I talked about this when I ran my own business. You know, this is not a 360 role. So they can really focus on driving those relationships, identifying opportunities, and then doing a really full comprehensive handover to the delivery team that we have here, you know, which we know is excellent. And then, you know, move on, freeze them up to, you know, really drive those relationships, drive those customer interactions, knowing there will be a delivery team.
Just to jump in there, and I know that's been a decision making for some of the insurance executives that we've already brought on board in New York and in Bermuda, being able to be consultative with those clients, with those insurance companies that they know, but not having to go and then deliver or execute those discussions. So I think that's been key. Yeah, Martin, and in terms of locations that you're looking at, you know, if there's people listening now, where's the main focus that you're looking at?
We're very open to all locations across the US. But, you know, if I think about some of the places that would jump out, New York, Boston, Atlanta, from a state perspective, Florida, Texas and California, then always open to talking to people that are very active in the London market as well.
Yes, those sort of key insurance hubs. Thank you so much for that. It's been great to hear more about that. Brings us nicely onto the espresso round now. The questions are short, sharp, to the point.
The espresso round.
Martin, what are the three things you look for in that first conversation you have with potential managing partner?
Three things that I would, you know, really be looking for would be, you know, that credibility. So being able to demonstrate strong peer-to-peer network, high degree of knowledge of the insurance sector that can really benefit our clients, the energy that we talked about. And then those shared values. I think, you know, really important that, you know, anyone we work with is honest, is transparent, and strives for excellence.
Thank you. You went with four there, Martin, but I'll let you get away with that. Martin, final question is expressed around. What would you say is the one lesson your job has taught you that you think everybody should learn at some point in their life?
The one thing that, you know, has really stuck throughout my career is adversity. So when I found myself professionally in a situation where there's some level of adversity, yeah, it might be delivering some bad news, it might be a conversation you'd rather not have. It's really not avoiding it, taking ownership of that, and then, you know, whether it's with a candidate or a client, really talking it through. And what I found is some of the strongest relationships I've built have been out of that situation of adversity. I think it really can bring people together. I think you learn a lot from it. And you can really build some strong relationships.
I think that's awesome advice. I think that translates right across business, building those relationships with your customers, building those relationships with your suppliers, underwriters and brokers. That is, relationships are so key, and that communication transparency is so key. And like you say, you know, delivering that difficult news sometimes and being consultative really can strengthen those relationships. So I think that's fantastic advice. Martin, we're almost at the end of our time today. Before we go, though, Martin, do you have a piece of closing advice for our listeners? And if there are any insurance execs out there or recruiters listening to the show, I know we get a lot of feedback and a lot of positivity from our peers in the market. How can people find out more?
What I'd say is, if you've got the drive, the vision, the energy and the ambition to truly build something for yourself, just get in contact. You can contact me via LinkedIn, but if you want to contact directly, Martin Blake, all one word, at insurance-search.com.
Awesome. And Martin, as ever, will post a link to your contact details and your LinkedIn profile there on the show notes. So click straight through and reach out to you. But Martin, Brilliant. Thank you so much for your time today. It's been a real pleasure to have you on the show. I really hope our audience feels like they understand a little bit more, not just about our firm, but executive search, headhunting within the insurance industry. And I think, you know, there's some great advice there for our customers and our colleagues in the market. So thank you for your time today.
Thanks for the opportunity. It's been brilliant. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Insurance Coffee House with Nick Hoadley. Join us next time for another episode packed with insights and advice for senior leaders, C-suite executives, and ambitious insurance professionals. Stream all episodes at insurance-search.com.